In this part of the program, we're going to learn about the singer Robin McKell. She took classical voice training. She sang with the Boston Pops Orchestra. She appeared with an R&B band called Nick and the Nice Guys, and she performed at several Super Bowls. She's 30, so what's left? NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg says now there's an album.
Pop it into your car's CD player, and introducing Robin McKell brightens the ride.
When an irrepressible smile such as yours warms an old, implacable heart such as mine, don't say no, because I insist, somewhere, somehow, someone's gonna get kissed.
She brings new ideas to the great old songs. She sings them with immense confidence, brio even. And sometimes Robin McKell sounds absolutely fearless.
I'll try hard, ignoring those lips I adore. But how long can anyone try?
Robin McKell was just 6 when she started piano lessons in Rochester, New York. Her mother was director of music for the choir for the services at their Catholic church. At home, there were some pop albums and lots of Latin music. Her dad worked for Kodak and traveled often to Brazil. So Robin didn't grow up hearing jazz at home. But at the age of 13, she switched from classical to jazz piano.
When I first heard the harmony of jazz, I was very intrigued. I used to try to figure out what it was on the piano. I'd play by ear and everything. And so then I kind of figured out, hey, Mom, can I just take jazz piano lessons? So I did that, and that, sure enough, that's what the sound was that I was hearing that I liked.
All this while, Robin McKell was singing.
I grew up singing really pop music, and then when I was 14, I studied classical repertoire. Although on the weekends, I would still sing with this R&B band. So I'd be singing the Aretha Franklin stuff on the weekends and then come into school and go to my lessons and sing my classical arias. And I had a double life.
No recordings exist of that musical duplicity. But now, on her first CD, Robin McKell sings music that came into her life just 10 years ago when she was an old lady of 20.
For all we know, this may only be a dream. We come and we go like a ripple on the stream.
2 years ago, Robin McKell won 3rd place in the Thelonious Monk Vocal Jazz Competition at the Kennedy Center. In Washington, she sang tunes from the American Songbook, Natch, and again for her album, she and her producer, trumpet player Willie Murillo, dipped back several decades for songs to record. Call it retro swing.
Willie and I wanted to really stay true to, stylistically, that 30s and 40s sound. You know, I think it's very important to preserve the integrity of the music and to continue to perform this style of music because it is classic and it is timeless and it will be around forever. Pop music of today, some of it will come and go, but you can't forget people like Ella Fitzgerald and Frank Sinatra and singing these just timeless songs.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow.
Robin finds Frank Sinatra so unforgettable that she uses an updated, reorchestrated Nelson Riddle arrangement of this old Blue Eyes classic.
I love listening to those versions of Sinatra, and who doesn't? You go anywhere you go, you hear that. And we thought, let's put a new take on it. I sing it completely different than he would approach it.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got that string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love.
It is possible that if Frank Sinatra heard Robin McKell bouncing that string, he would decide he had to record it. Can these lyrics mean anything to you? All that stuff about dreaming and mooning and all of that. It's so lovely, but it's very old-fashioned. Those are not today's sentiments, Robin.
No, it's not today's at all, which is actually unfortunate. It's very romantic music. I mean, I'm a dreamer. I think there's a lot of us out there that are.
When the day is through,
you're an old-fashioned girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I think I should have grown up in maybe the 20s or the 30s.
Well, you know, in a way it's good you didn't, because you're bringing them back to us now.
Oh, thanks. I hope so.
Can't you hear the bitter pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be complete on the sunny side of the street.
The debut CD is called Introducing Robin McKell, and it does. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.